Blog
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome today to the show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, it is Thursday morning, and it is just about 7:31 a.m., and I tell you, I am so excited. We are just 2 days away from one of the most exciting events that I've ever helped put together. Empowerment like you would not believe. We talked about on yesterday, we had Mr. Versi Walker on the show. He's our Wednesday co-host for the Coach LaLisa show, talking about how here it is, just so much power is going to be in that house on Saturday morning from 9 to 1. From 9 to 1, I mean, the energy is going to be in another dimension. It is going to be, it's beyond another level. It's going to be at another dimension. That is why I was led to make sure that serious-minded people who want change, who want real change, and who really believe that their life can look different. I'm talking about you have to first believe that you can achieve it. You can't wait until you see it, because it takes no faith to believe in something that you can see. But you have to have the supernatural type of over-the-top dimensional kind of empowerment and belief and faith. It has to be when you can't see it, but you just believe that it can be. Well, that is what's going to be in that room. We have individuals traveling to the second annual Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and awards brunch, because we are going to be giving away our Woman of Power Award. We're going to be announcing 13 women, different from the 13 women from last year who got the award, though some of them will be on hand to be there and to also be empowering and networking and do, because, you know, all of us that are in this empowerment, life coaching, success coaching business, you know, we thrive on events like this the same way a sports fanatic would love to attend games like the NBA playoffs and the, you know, the Super Bowl. And this is the Super Bowl for empowered people. This is the event that we wait for one time a year. So like the Super Bowl comes every year around February. People, you know, they have big parties. Hotels are rented out. The shelves in the stores are empty because people are celebrating everything that happened all year. Well, that is what this event is like. It is the Super Bowl of empowerment. And anybody who is either empowered or who wants to be empowered are going to want to be there. Now, some people won't be there because they didn't know about it or they had something else already scheduled. But everyone else who has the time and is free, you're going to want to be there because we have Miss Karen Blanks Adams. She is an author of a powerful book called Life in the Matrix. She's going to be there. She has her book, like no other book, teaches you about making choices and making decisions. Can you imagine? I know for me, I wish I would have had that book when I was about, oh my goodness, certainly in the fifth or sixth grade. But today I'm going to allow you to have, if you have any questions, just hit the number one key, raise your hand if you have any questions, and we can talk about that. Yes, I have a caller on the line, 817. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Karen Blanks Adams, and I'm calling from Texas. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I didn't recognize your number, but I was just talking about you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I heard you mention the show. I was actually listening to what you were saying, and I think you were so spot on in talking about how this will help people see their faith turn to sight. And it's going to be such a glorious meeting and a glorious gathering of powerful women just learning, and I'm looking forward to everything that I'm going to learn this weekend by attending the conference.
You know, I tell you, I even had a call yesterday from a pastor, and he said to me, Lalisa, you know, I can't stay long, but I am going to come through. Some of you may have seen, he did post on my Facebook page that he was going to be there to support this event. I'm telling you, this is like the Super Bowl of empowerment. And then he called me up and said, I want to purchase two tickets for you to make sure that somebody who couldn't afford to come can afford to come. And I want So I'm actually going by his church today to pick those tickets up. And now he's also the author of a very powerful book called I Can Recover. And he's been going, you know, all over. The book just came out, and he's been going all over, you know, promoting his book and things. And it's just the level, though, of support. And he said to me, you know, Lisa, I just really see big things happening, you know, with what you're doing. And so I know it's not about me. And Ms. Adams, if you know my sister, she's funny, Beverly Carter will be there. And she's always there to remind me. She and I are very, very, very close. Like we call ourselves twins. She's always reminding me, Lisa, it's not about you. So, you know, I tell you, it's not about me, and that's why I did go on and extend invitations to people who, you know, I want people to be able to get there no matter what. So anyway, Karen, you're going to be there. Oh, my God. I'm telling people, you know what? Here's a lady who is so empowered, who is so serious about living her dream. You wrote your book. That's got to be, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. You're going to show up. Here you are. Oh, my God. I can't even hardly get it out. It's so awesome. You wrote your book after years and years and years of working, as you stated on Monday, in corporate America. You write a book, And now you're traveling around the country, and I'm sure the world. I know there's a big book fair coming up over in London. You'll probably be there. And here you are traveling around the world to promote this book. That's just got to be living your dream.
It is God's blessings is what it is. It really is. This is a great opportunity for me to come and join you in Newark. And it's not just about the book, Lalisa. I am looking forward to the conference. It sounds like you have so many exciting people that are going to be there. I know Bev personally. Bev is a wonderful person, so I can't wait to see her, and I can't wait to hear all of the things that she has to say. I can't wait to hear the performer. I know that's just going to be just beautiful music to our ears, and I just can't wait to meet all of your other guests and all of the attendees. It's just going to be a great time, and it sounds like a very, very good lineup to empower us to learn how to be entrepreneurs, how to promote our businesses, how to succeed in a godly way. And I am just really looking forward to the entire conference.
Yes, that is so true. And you're right. We want information to go forth. I don't want a single, and there are going to be a few men. I don't even know how many men will be there. And certainly we didn't start out making it a women's conference, but based on last year's attendance, that's who mostly attended. There were a few men there. But we have men that want to come, that want to be there. And I think about, you know, Mr. Versie Walker and all of his empowering messages, all of his empowering instruction. Really, again, helping people to live out, as I stated on Facebook, living your dream is your God-given. You were created to live your dream. And so if something in our lives has hindered us from living our dream, this is the year that we're moving it out of the way. Mr. Percy said on the show yesterday, he stated a quote, if it's not going your way, it's in your way. And so with that, you know, we are just excited. We welcome each and every person. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Coach Lalisa. Also, we've had comments from one of our persons who are going to be at the conference with her vendor table. You will get to meet her and talk to her and network with her, Miss Karen Blanks Adams. She has a website, www.lifeinthematrix.com, lifeinthematrix.com, a very, very powerful new book about decision-making. And as I was saying before you had your comment, Ms. Adams, is that I just can't help but to think about all the mistakes I made in life, every single one, were the result of poor decision-making. It wasn't, as I had thought for years, that it was my race, you know, because I'm African-American. Then there were many, many years I thought it was because of my gender, because I'm a female. Then I spent a whole nother several years thinking it's because I was born poor. So you figure three of those things stuck anywhere in any of those, but then including all of them, you know, then I thought it was my, you know, my religion, you know, my belief system, my Christianity. So there's all these things that we think are what's stopping us from living our dream and achieving great accomplishments and great success in life. And everybody wants success. People, don't fool yourself. Everybody, God made us to be a success. He says in the book of in Joshua, he says, I will give you the gospel of good success. He wants us to have success. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. And then Paul goes on to say that I would that you would prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. So, here we are. We know that it is our God-given right and even, I would say, a responsibility. Whether you are a believer or not, even non-believers want success in life. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is, because we're not shown how to do it, we get caught up in not knowing how to do it, and then we get comfortable with not knowing how to do it, and so we can have all of these things that we can blame. God, why me? Why did this have to happen to me? When we find ourselves in a mess. But I love your book because of what you are going to do for so many people, is that they've got to know it's about a decision. Before I ever hit, and I'm talking about after I had the job, after I had saved some money, after I had made loans, you know, I had made the, it was my own decision to spend more than I had. It was my own decision not to save. So my own decisions got me into a whole, not the poverty I'm talking about from growing up and being poor, but, you know, that's one thing. But once we become adults, then we go out and make our own decisions in our own ways. A lot of times growing up, you had no control over those decisions. You had no, you didn't, mama didn't sit you down and say, oh, do you want to live in the projects and get on welfare? No. And, you know, your parents didn't ask you when they got ready to divorce or what have you and split up the family and take money out of the home or whatever it does. They didn't come to you and sit down and say, do you think this is a good idea? No. It just happened. You know, teenage mothers don't sit down and write a note to their unborn child and say, do you think that mom should have you, though I know the father isn't around or doesn't even really love me like that anyway, but I'm so lonely that I want you, and then bring a child into the world? No. So decisions are everything. They are everything. A student in college, I had so many students who did not finish the semester, okay, and then some of them didn't finish the degree. But they made a decision without coming to me and saying, you know, Ms. Williams, what do you think? Do you think I should just – now, very few students will do this. They will say to me, Ms. Williams, do you think I should – you know, Professor Williams, they call me that. They say, do you think I should stick out the class even though I don't feel like I'm doing as well as I could? You see, now I can talk to them and help them make that decision and say to them, well, if you do a few extra assignments – you have been showing up. I do credit that toward a grade. I see how hard you're working. You know, you definitely won't fail the course. So therefore, you see, so that's why, Karen, I so love your book. But anyway, I want to let you say something because I just, you know, I know that it's just a God-given opportunity that we're meeting.
Well, you know, I was listening to what you were saying, and a lot of those issues are so common and prevalent, you know, throughout, you know, our race and also throughout the world. Those issues are not unique to any specific ethnicity group or any specific group of people. And the book will help everyone with those issues because a lot of it is based in rejection. A lot of it is based in people not having the self-esteem that they, you know, should have, and especially as Christians, because as Christians, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are God's children, and by being joint heirs with Jesus Christ and being sons and daughters of the Most High God, we stand in a position of authority. We stand in a position of acceptance. And we, when we really understand that and understand who we are, then we can understand the power that we have in us with the Holy Spirit abiding in us, and we can overcome every situation and live our lives victoriously.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's, you know, and that's what this is about, living your life. You hit it on the head. Oh, my goodness, that's it right now. Life victoriously. Why not? You see, and so again, I say, for those of you who are in or around the New Jersey area and you can get there on Saturday morning, don't let nothing stop you. This is the time to renew your life. This is the time to learn. See, the one thing I had to, you know, people talk about, and I was talking to my sister yesterday, and it's just so funny that this word would come back up, and we definitely welcome each and every one of you to the show, all of our friends that have been with us all week long for the past 2-3 weeks, very supportive. All of you are going to another dimension. Do not get sidetracked. Do not give up. Do not think that, what is this? Because trust me, I remember I started out with absolutely nothing. When I moved to New Jersey, I had nothing but my GED and a bag of clothes. That was it. I had no place to stay. I had to stay in my sister's two-bedroom apartment with her and her husband and her two little girls. And that's where I had to stay. But I had a vision. I had a desire. And that's what I wanted to talk about on Saturday, about our desires. And that's why I said I want to make people's, you know, desires come true. But here is the thing. You have to, you know, we said showing up is 90%. That is not just a cute saying. That is not just a quote. It is the absolute truth. So when you show up, you're going to show up and you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready to take notes. You're going to be ready because, you know, we were talking about humbling. And sometimes people, you know, they feel they pretty much know what it means to humble yourself. And especially as it relates to, you know, Christianity, people feel, okay, because they know Jesus said, you must humble yourself. You know, God said, if you humble yourself, I will exalt you, and these things. And humbling ourselves, and people, sometimes when people have to go and, you know, when they're without food or clothing and different things, and they have to humble themselves and ask, okay, that's another way. Well, do you know that to become a success in life, that there also is a level of humbling? Because what you have to do is you have to humble yourself and get around people who are already there. And that I do not believe in. I don't know, Ms. Karen, you can share maybe what you feel about that, but I don't think that as we grow up and how we're raised, and that's not everybody, but a lot of people, that they are not taught to look to successful people to get something from them. You know, there's a quote that says, success leaves clues. And I don't know who originated the quote, so I'm not going to give out some names, but I hear a lot of people say it, and some people say it without referencing where it came from. But it did. Somebody did. Of course, somebody did originate that. But, yeah, success leaves clues. So we don't teach our children this, and so therefore as adults, we don't recognize that if you want to be successful, it's not about, you know, people give out successful tips, but they have to be successful in order to give them out. So, Karen, if you want to speak to that, and I see that we have another caller with their hand up. I think that's Mr. Walker. So what I'm going to do for Karen, I'll let you speak, and then I'll take your call, 773, so don't hang up. Okay, Ms. Karen, yes.
Yes, I do agree with you that successful people, I think, have an obligation, really, to bring along others and to help others. And I think we have to meet people where they are sometimes, because just as you said, you know, people are not all, you know, there are people who I hope will come to this conference and not worry about that they're not going to have on the finest clothes and the finest attire, because this really is about reaching out into the community to help everyone where they are, to bring them to that next level of glory that the Lord has for them and the next level of their destination, and so that they can be successful. So I encourage everyone to show up on Saturday, no matter what place you are in, to please feel free to come out on Saturday. We are looking forward to mentoring you. We're looking forward to helping you, to answering your questions, to be that, to give you that peace, that one thing that you're looking for to be successful and to live successfully.
Well said. And now I'm going to go to this other phone line, 773. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, yes. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. This is Versie Walker. How are you?
Okay, you would think I would know the number by now, but go ahead, Mr. Walker. How are you today?
You know what? Good, good. I had to call in. I had to call in listening to you and Miss Karen, and I'm in so much agreement with everything you're saying, especially with Karen's new book and, you know, the title as far as the decisions. that we make in life, we're always just one decision away from making the next great opportunity avail itself in our lives. And so many people do not realize that we're just one decision away from our happiness. And as you said, it's our God-given right and our divine order to be successful. And we don't want to attain that. And I'm not sure why we've lowered the bar and lowered the standard so much that we don't want to have a great life today. And we, you know, we give most of our values away to other people, and we hold them up to be such high esteem when we don't have the same esteem for ourselves. And I always believe, how can you love someone else? How can you praise someone else if you won't or can't praise yourself? So I thank for you. I thank, I'm thankful for you to have written that book, and I can't wait to see you on this Saturday.
Yes, thank you. That was Mr. Versie Walker, who is also coming, and his awesome, awesome book that he has. I have my copy already, Success, How I Ended Up Here. So, and I know, Mr. Walker, you are a believer of the fact that we must fill our minds. We must read. You know, when I was a kid, my mother used to say that the idle mind was the devil's workshop. And she used to say it all the time. And yes, I somewhat knew what it meant, but I really didn't know what it meant. Because you know what? Knowing is doing. So I really can't say I know what it meant, and then I was constantly not filling my head with anything good. So what I didn't know what it meant, but I used to hear it. I believed it meant something important, but I didn't know what. Because had I known what it meant, I would have started at the age of, a very, very young age, of reading books that were very, very empowering, and they were in my home. My mother had many books by people like Dr. Wayne Dwyer, which eventually I did read, Think and Grow Rich, in the house. But by that time, I was already maybe toward my 20s, in my 20s somewhere, 24, somewhere in that neighborhood, which was okay because I was glad I was able to read it at that age. And it was the original one by Napoleon Hill. I do not believe that Dr. Kimbrough had written his version yet. But I read that book, and then I had read another book by Dr. Wayne Dwyer way back then, which was called Your Erroneous Zone. And that's the book that I probably read that probably around the same age period. But that was a book that taught me that we are in control of how we feel. And so a lot of people will hear me say that when I cringe when people say somebody made me mad. Or something made me mad. I cringe at that because I know I can't present it to them right then and there that nobody made you mad. You got mad at what someone did. But because I've read his book and his book is very intense, you know, I can't just always spring that on somebody right away because they're going to look at me like I'm crazy because all their life they've been taught and conditioned and socialized that we have no control over our reactions to what people say and do. So anyway, those are the, we only have a minute left to the show. I just want to encourage everyone that empowerment is something that you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision to be empowered. God is not going to just drop the empowerment bomb on you, okay? All right, you're not going to just wake up, empowerment, as they would say about money, doesn't fall from a tree. You have to make a decision. You have to show up and make a decision. So with that being said, I can't thank everyone enough for tuning into the show today. I pray God's success over your day. Call me. You have my number. Many of you have my number. If not, you can call 888-714-7776. If you have questions about who you can bring with you to this event, bring them. And we want to free people up because I want people, if they have $20 or $30, I want them to be able to bless the men and women who are coming there, like Ms. Blanks and Adams, like Mr. Walker and some of the other. We have LaTanya. She's coming. She's from Soul Purpose. We have Ms. Monica Edwards, she's coming. She also has things. So I don't want people, saying, well, I had $25. I could have bought a book, or I could have bought this and that. No, I want, you know, don't that. Just come. God will make a way. But I want people, especially those who are traveling from a far distance, like Ms. Adams, Mr. Walker, coming all the way from New York, and other people coming from South Jersey and other places, to be at this empowering event. So, with that being said, we have just one more show, and then it is Saturday. So please make this an empowering day. Be in prayer for this conference, that God will, and He will exceed our expectations. He does every time. We have Mildred Crump showing up. Here's a woman that got 50 million 11 things. Newark is having some big thing on tomorrow, but she's taking the time out to stop by this event, because she also is a woman that loves. She can't help herself, okay? She's got to be around people that are trying to empower somebody. That's just how she is. So when she heard the title, she already made up her mind that she's going to be there. And so we love all of you. We will see you back here in the morning. Please feel free to call in. Ms. Adams, Mr. Walker, all of those of you, Ms. Hendricks, all of you all that are on the call, call back in tomorrow and just go have a wonderful, wonderful, awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.